Somewhere Beyond the Sea by Miranda Dickinson. Read by Claire Corbett and Jonathan Bailey. It's still dark as I carefully pick my way down the sandy steps to the beach, the narrow beam from my torch the only guide for my feet. The rush of waves against rocks is deafening, and it's cold. The kind of cold that sneaks in between the layers of your clothing and seeps into your bones. My hands sting where they hold the torch and the small red tin bucket I've had ever since I was a kid. I should probably wear gloves this early in the year. The Cornish early spring wind is unforgiving against my skin. I like the wildness, the rawness of it. This is my special place, and I adore it all year round. Walking down to an empty beach before the sun is even up feels like the biggest adventure. And even though I make the journey almost every morning before work, I'm still thrilled by it. For a short time, the beach belongs to me, before the surfers and dog walkers and fellow beachcombers wake and venture down onto the clotted cream sand. I am queen of all I survey, even if right now that mostly consists of shadow and silhouette, with the faintest line of paler blue at the horizon, breaking over the ink-black waves. But I haven't just come here to admire the view. I'm hunting for magic. There are three special beaches where the treasure I'm seeking can be found. Two of them are close to my home, in St. Ives, but this one, Gwythian Beach, lies at the opposite end of St. Ives Bay. I can see it if I sit on the harbour wall, the tall tower of Gwdrevi Lighthouse marking its location at the end of the sweeping bay far in the distance. But the journey here, and the impossibly early start it requires, is absolutely worth it for what I find on this beach. Sea glass. Tiny pieces of multicoloured glass, worn smooth by waves and time, that are hidden among the shingle, seaweed and driftwood strewn across the sandy beaches. Ethereal, like snowy white, palest pinks, turquoise and mint, or striking, startling cyan, dragon green and brown, they are impossible to resist picking up. When my dad first showed them to me, almost a lifetime ago, I thought mermaids had scattered treasure between the rocks for us to find. I still think it's spellbinding. And now I collect the pieces in my red tin bucket for the jewellery I make in my spare time. One day it will be my business, and I will conjure my own magic from the pieces of sea treasure I found on the beach. But my dream is on hold for now, so this is the best I can do. I think I'm alone on Gwythian Beach, but my torch beam catches something lying on the sand that challenges my assumption. At first, I think I found a particularly rich vein of sea glass. But as the light follows the line of glass pieces, I see it's forming a shape. Behind me, far out on the horizon, the first rays of sunlight begin to shine, and in the strengthening pink-gold light that slowly washes up the beach, I see the whole shape. It's a star, almost complete. Its fifth point is missing. I look up to scan the brightening beach, trying to see if the person who left this shape is still around. But Gwythian Beach is deserted. It's beautiful. As I look closer, I can see the care with which the star maker has placed each tiny piece of sea glass. Why didn't they finish it? It seems strange to go to so much trouble and then leave it incomplete. Maybe they ran out of time here, or were disturbed. Or maybe. I can hardly believe I'm even thinking this, but what if they left it unfinished for someone else to take up the challenge? What if they left it for me?